Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoie, they are your best defense. Check them out at kimandlavoie.com. Time to switch gears now. Talk about Bogdan Bogdanovich with our guy Jason Jones, who covers the Sacramento Kings for The Athletic. Jason, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. How's everybody doing out there?
Well, how do you think we're doing? I guess I'm intrigued by this because... I mean, you're covering the Kings. We're in Milwaukee. They get Drew Holiday. They get Bogdanovich last night as well in the same night. And at the same time, everybody's waiting for Giannis to sign the Supermax. And then you turn on this TV and Stephen A. Smith says, it's probably not going to happen. They should just trade him. Chris Broussard is saying, I don't think this is enough in order to keep him. We have Eric Namon from The Athletic. He says, I think even if they don't do this, he still signs the extension. Where do you come out on all of this?
I'm kind of in the minority in California. I remember interviewing Giannis when he was maybe his first or second year, and I never got the impression that he was a guy who was going to be like, you know what, I want to get out of here. And I've heard or seen nothing to think otherwise. I know I live near the Bay Area, and hearing a lot of, you know, the Warriors and Giannis, and they, you know, it's a matter of time. I think he's in a great situation. He's got, you know, so we got ownership who's going to go all in to try to win, and I can't imagine why at this stage why he would want to leave at this point. And like I said, I've seen or heard nothing from him or anyone I've ever talked to who thought he was leaving.
Right, and that's what we're, you know, questioning, whether he was leaving, whether he's going to stay, and does this deal keep him here. And, you know, what was just brought up, though, we were talking, does Giannis, though, have to get better with his game? You see they get ousted by Toronto a couple years ago and Nick Nurse, and then all of a sudden they lose to Spoelstra and Miami. I mean, although we like the two pieces, but I don't know if this puts them over the top to put them in the finals.
I think you kind of have almost two classes of people. I think there are people who were maybe really overvaluing Drew Holiday right now, and then people who are maybe kind of dismissing him. I think it's definitely going to help them. I think, you know, Drew's a really good player. I know Bogdanovich well. He's a good solid piece. He, you know, kind of a do-all type of guy. He can shoot three. He's a good passer. I think they'll be better equipped, but it does come down to Giannis, because at the end of the day, you get to the second, you know, round of the playoffs, teams are going to kind of put that wall up again and dare Giannis to beat them. And maybe it'll be a little different when you've got a guy like Bogdanovich on the wing, who I think is a career 37% three-point shooter, who's played in big games overseas. And maybe people don't know a lot about him because he's been in Sacramento. But, and you know, a lot of times when the Kings did win games, it was Bogdanovich hitting big shots late in games. So I think he'll add something that'll help, but it'll always come back down to Giannis and what he does in those situations.
JJ, this is Leroy Butler. You know, in my days, I was a sharpshooter, okay? So I'm looking for people in this in this offense that they have with the Bucks. You got to be able to shoot the three. I mean, that's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I think what really hurt the Bucks, they didn't have anybody off the bench that can score. Now, do you think Bogdanović, you think he'd be a better off the bench, or do you think he's a rotation guy in the offense as a starter?
Yeah, I thought about that earlier. You know, right now you guys got like seven players. So
yeah.
Bogdanović, he has functioned well off the bench in that role because you can feature him. And like I said, he can handle the ball. He, you know, he's a guy they use kind of as a backup point guard, so he can run a second unit. And I think with the way, you know, until you see what else they get, it may not be a bad idea to have him lead your second unit. That's not a
exactly.
He would end up being a guy who could be a sixth man of the year type player who could average 15 points, 5 assists off the bench, be a, you know, a good part of that. And also just because Bogey, we call him Bogey, that's his nickname out here, Bogey. He's not a, you know, he's not going to be a lockdown defender. So you might be able to put him with a second unit and maybe hide him defensively, you know, against second unit players instead of putting him out there against, you know, starters and letting those guys go at him and get him in foul trouble. So I do think there are, yet you have some flexibility with him depending on who the Bucks can add to go with that group.
Well, my nickname is Birdie on the golf course, but I, Jason, one more thing for me.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Another attempt.
Only to me. Y'all in my world.
And that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Thank you. JJ on my point. How do you think he'll fit in with, because sometimes it's about who you're playing with nowadays. You know, do you need to play with a superstar? Do you have to have the right character? Because the one thing I will say about the Bucks, they got a great locker room presence. Do you think he'll fit in with the guys when it comes to that?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be great with that. I mean, outside of being a Sacramento King, he's always been a winner. And that was kind of his frustration in Sacramento. He would talk about, you know, we have to do things that winners do. We have to have better practice habits. We got to get there early. We got to work. And he was speaking a foreign language with some of them guys over there and were talking like that. I think he's going to love it there because he's going to be around, you know, guys who are about winning. Guys who have been winning are going to do the things it takes to win. And I think in Sacramento, you needed him to be really one of your top three players a lot of nights. He won't have that pressure in Milwaukee. And I think that's going to help him out a lot, too, because in that case, maybe some things he may not do as well won't be highlighted because, you know, he's not defending a guy well. We put Jrue Holiday on that guy. You know, you need somebody behind the, you know, near the rim. We got Giannis. So, I mean, it's going to help him a lot. And, you know, the fact that the Kings were using him as small forward sometimes. I mean, he's listed as 6'6". He's not 6'6". So, I just think he's going to be able to do some different things out there, and he'll fit in great with that locker room. He's all about winning, whether it's starting, coming off the bench. He won't care if he's winning.
All right, so Bogdanović is the guy we're all going to talk about on this sign and trade deal once it gets done. I'm not sure how it's not tampering, but either way, what about Justin James? Because this is the unknown guy coming back in this deal, 6'7" shooting guard. If he's 6'7", played at Wyoming. Doing a little research last night trying to figure it out. Sounds like he's a decent defender, but not much of a shooter.
Yeah, I mean that was the main thing with him last year was that. He really latched on to the idea of playing defense when he did get a chance to play. One of the things I wrote a thing about where the guys on the team were like, he won't stop talking. He always talks all the time. I'm like, you kind of want someone to talk on defense, though,
for sure.
Don't you?
Yep.
You know, they were kind of like, he just won't stop talking. But he's a decent athlete. He's got a good size, but it was just a matter of him being a rookie from the Big Sky Conference, and he wasn't going to crack any playing time. Last year, and then even in the NBA bubble, one of the two-way guys ended up taking time from him, and he didn't play in the restart. So, I mean, especially in the Bucks' case, where you don't have a lot of bodies right now, he could be a guy who could play a few minutes. I mean, he tries to dunk on people a lot, so he's going to do some things to try to they'll get your attention. But just didn't get much of a chance. He spent most of his time playing in the G League last season, and I do think he could, maybe be an end of the rotation type guy, but he just didn't get much of a chance, in Sacramento.
Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Jason Jones covers the Kings for The Athletic. Appreciate it, man, and good luck with their Kings next season.
Thanks. Anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. There he is, Jason Jones on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Applying for home renovation loan has you feeling anxious? Breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
Is Johnny's brother still on the team?
Yeah, and now Bucks fans are saying they're going to draft his other brother with one of their 2 second-round picks.
Why would they do that?
Alex, why do you think? Why would you think?
I'll think about it in the break.
Oh, Lord. Carl on the south side, he's going to get on. This should be fun. He'll come up coming up after a quick timeout. The next question on the table, do the Bucks now have the best shot to make the finals out of the East? And the Bucks now have the best shot of all the other teams to make the finals out of the Eastern Conference. And don't forget David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle, the new $100 million man, will join us coming up at 4:30 here on the Wendy's Big Show. And then Andrew Brandt, former Packers executive, at 4:50. All straight ahead. It's a busy 4 o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show on a Kimmel LaVoy Judgment Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.